This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Here's Coach Gruden.
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching the game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
My thanks to Coach Gruden for the conversation at the Outback Bowl Gala last week, and my thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331. You can check out West Chase on the web at westchasegc.com. I and 100 of you will tee it up at West Chase Golf Club in the 13th event on the Todd Wright Tour, the return of good versus evil, two tournaments in one. Front nine as easy as we can make it, back nine as evil as we can make it. It's coming up on February 3rd at West Chase Golf Club. We'll serve lunch from PDQ and get everybody registered for prizes at 11 a.m. We'll do a putting contest at 12 noon. We'll have a shotgun start at 12:30. My shotgun starts are always prompt, and I will feed you dinner from Papa John's and one more area restaurant immediately after play. And even in this event, for the first time ever, my wonderful friend Laura from Walt Disney World has taken the day off. She's coming down, and she will work a special contest that we will have at my tournament to give away Disney Park Hopper passes. I'll still be giving away grand prize golf bags. I'll have prizes for everyone as long as you buy into all the contests. If you haven't played in one of my golf tournaments, tell me what I need to do to get you to come out. It's $68 per player. And my events are more unique and more value than virtually any of the other scramble-type events in the Tampa Bay area. Visit joebucksfan.com/golf to register your foursome, threesome, twosome, or individual. I'll pair you up. And if for some reason I can't find somebody to play with you, I'll get the assistant pro to play with you. I'll play with you for six holes when I'm not working. I'll take care of you no matter what. Any questions, email me directly at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. I don't have that many spaces in this golf tournament left. Sales are brisk, and we're a little over a month away. If you want to come out and play or you're planning on it, get registered now. Don't get shut out. I am shutting off registration at 100 players. It's a lot of people for me as one person to handle running a golf tournament. Again, joebucksfan.com/golf. All right, here we go with playoff fantasy football. It's a different animal. Many of you don't touch it. And many of you are listening to the podcast and not planning to play any daily, or you're not in any sort of fantasy league. But thank you for being there for the podcast. It shows you like the podcast, you like hearing football talk, or just like hearing me ramble for a few minutes. Remember, subscribe to the podcast, and you'll always get alerts when there is a new podcast posted. We'll continue two podcasts through Super Bowl 52, and then we'll go probably one to two per week, depending on news and future sponsorships, until we get to like late summer, when we can rev up and start getting everybody ready for their drafts. So let's first talk about one way you can play fantasy football in the playoffs is to play to have one draft. You need to have it Friday or Saturday before the game start, and you simply pick players and you try to get the most points for the total postseason. I like these leagues because the idea is you're trying to draft players who are going to play in as many games as possible. For example, if you're convinced the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to the Super Bowl and not the New England Patriots and not the Kansas City Chiefs and not the Jacksonville Jaguars, you would put a premium on Le'Veon Bell, Ben Roethlisberger, Juju Smith-Schuster, right? Because you think they're going to play three games. Divisional round, AFC Championship, Super Bowl. Same theory would apply if you're convinced New England is going to the Super Bowl. If you think one of these teams playing in the wild card round this weekend are going to make a Super Bowl run, like let's say you're convinced New Orleans is going to make it to the Super Bowl, that's four games where you would have Drew Brees points, Michael Thomas points, Mark Ingram points, Alvin Kamara points. Maybe even puts a higher value on my guy, Clifford Franklin / Ted Ginn Jr. So that's the way you can do those leagues. I think it's a lot of fun because it adds an extra element to fantasy football. The element being, look, when we play in the regular season, now generally you don't want a running back on a bad team. There are some exceptions to that rule. But let's say, all right, DeAndre Hopkins was on a bad team this year. But did it devalue him fantasy-wise? A little bit when Deshaun Watson went down. But still, we'd all like to have DeAndre Hopkins on our roster and play him as a wide receiver one, or at worst, a wide receiver two. So you don't really care about a team's wins and losses that much in regular season fantasy football. In the playoffs, you do. Because you want the bulk of your players to advance because that's more points for you. So that's one way to do it. And then the way most people do it is they play DFS. I'm just going to use, because I've been playing DraftKings for a few years now. I really enjoy it, and this is a true story. I put in $20 on one of those promos back when every ad was DraftKings or FanDuel a few years ago, like in every commercial break on television. So I threw in $20. I think I never even got my extra 20 because I only play in free leagues, quarter leagues, dollar leagues. And I play like one or two leagues a week. So I don't even think I ever even got my bonus. As of right now, I have $19.22 in my account. So I've been playing 2 years off that initial deposit of $20. That's fine for me. It's just entertainment. So let's run through. I'll use a league taking into account all four playoff games this weekend, and that way I can look at all the pricing on all the players at every position and just see what stands out here. Now, the first thing that stood out before we go position by position, I told my pal Gil Alexander, who hosts a numbers game on VSiN, the Vegas Sports and Information Network. I'm on with Gil every Thursday morning on SiriusXM or VSiN.com. And I told him the thing that really stood out as I was trying to put together my DFS teams for this weekend was it's kind of Todd Gurley or not Todd Gurley. Now, I know your initial reaction is, why the hell wouldn't you play Todd Gurley? Well, that's not the point of Daly. He's very expensive, and rightfully so, based on what he did in the fantasy playoffs. Todd Gurley is at $9,700. The closest guy to him for any price is Alvin Kamara at $8,600. So no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't put together what I felt was a good lineup with Todd Gurley in it at $9,700 for this weekend, whether I was playing just the Saturday games or I was playing the Saturday-Sunday all four games. So it's kind of one of those where you got to decide, all right, can I build a team around Gurley and throw the dart on the $3,000, $3,100, $3,200 wide receiver that's going to help me get in the money? Or do I do the contrarian play? Because roughly, I'm going to say roughly 85 to 90% of people this weekend are going to use Todd Gurley. All right, so that means if Gurley has an game, or, and none of us root for injuries, Gurley gets hurt, then suddenly you're in the percentage that can really gain on the majority of the field that were hurt by Todd Gurley's injury or hurt by Gurley being game planned by the Atlanta Falcons. So it's called the contrarian approach. So that's actually what I did. I'll go ahead and tell you. Actually, let me run through the prices, and then I'll see if I can pull up my first lineup that I did for all four games. But that was the first thing that stood out that I talked to Gil Alexander about on a numbers game on VSiN on Thursday. Okay, your quarterback prices. Jared Goff is the most expensive, $6,700. Why? Because we all know the Rams, almost every week, can put up a huge number. When they are on, they can score 40 to 50 on just about anybody. And it's a combination of Gurley, Goff, Woods, and the Rams DST. So Goff is 6,700. Cam is 6,500. And the reason why Cam is in that spot is his legs. The rushing touchdown element. You know, the 40, 50 yards of rushing that he could get in any game. You know, he had that 70-yard run against the Vikings about a month ago. So that's why Cam's in there. Also, it's inverse game flow. New Orleans is a 7-point favorite. They've beaten Carolina twice this year. So the way Vegas sees the game is that Carolina is down, and Cam Newton is going to be putting the ball in the air or running himself to try to get Carolina back in this game in the second half, fourth quarter, etc. Drew Brees, though, is right behind at 6,400, which I find interesting because the Saints are so run-based. I don't like the Drew Brees play at 6,400 this week. I don't. If New Orleans has their way, they'll run the ball and run the clock as much as possible to beat Carolina a third time. Alex Smith is at $6,300 as the fourth quarterback in price. Then Matt Ryan, $6,100. Blake Bortles, $6,000. Marcus Mariota, $5,500. And then the lowest quarterback who's a starter is Tyrod Taylor at $4,700. Now, I'm playing Tyrod Taylor this week, and I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Jacksonville is a they are favored. Vegas has them as a favorite over the Bills. As of the time of this podcast, Shady McCoy was listed as limited in practice. I'm guessing McCoy is going to try to go. But the guy was carted off with an ankle injury last week. How effective can he be? We saw him try to play through a groin pull in a Jets game earlier this year. And he just couldn't do it. And without him, the Bills really don't have anything else unless they're in 1 yard to go situations where they can put Mike Tolbert out there. So the ball might be in Tyrod Taylor's hands, for better or worse. The Bills could lose this game by 14 points, and Taylor could put up, I don't know, 250 yards passing, 75 yards rushing. He could throw for one. He could rush for one. Granted, he could throw three picks. He could take five sacks. It doesn't hurt you that much in fantasy football. And his price is $4,700, which allows you to, you know, buy some players at other positions. All right, so let me move next to running back. Already told you Todd Gurley at $9,700. Alvin Kamara at $8,600. That's an expensive play to me. I'd rather have Mark Ingram at $6,900. It's $1,700 less. I own Kamara in regular season. Love him. But if I can save $1,700, get Ingram, who clearly is going to be the guy on short yardage between the tackles, in what looks like a game New Orleans is going to win, then I play Ingram instead of Kamara and save the $1,700. Kareem Hunt is at $8,100. I think that's fair. I think it's a little pricey. You know, when the Chiefs started winning here in December, they didn't do it against any opponent that's in the playoffs. They helped keep the Chargers out of the playoffs, but the Chargers kind of were due for that dud. That's the Chargers. Sadly, that's kind of Phillip Rivers, too. I'm not convinced Kareem Hunt has a huge game. I think he gets volume, but I don't know that it's huge. Shady McCoy is 7,500 and, of course, listed as questionable. That's one that will come down to 11:30 a.m. on Sundays. That's kind of tough in daily, although you could take him out if you decide to play him, and then instead Fournette is 7,400. So you actually could do that change. If you're convinced McCoy's going to go and he's going to have a game, you could put him in your daily lineup. And then if he's inactive or you change your mind, you just switch him out for Fournette because the price is the same. Fournette at $7,400, yeah. I could see Fournette having a good game against the Bills. McCaffrey at $6,400, nice price to me with what he does with the catch and run and the PPR angle in daily. Devontae Freeman at $6,300. Derrick Henry, very intriguing $6,000 play. Looks like Henry's going to get the bulk of the work in this game against the Chiefs. And the Titans hang around in games. You know, they give up a lot of big plays. Titans hang around in this game. Henry's going to get high volume. And I know the Chiefs get a lot of big plays out of Tyreek Hill. Derrick Henry is good for big plays as well. Tevin Coleman might be, you know, if you're playing Gurley and you're looking for a bargain flex, Tevin Coleman might not be a bad one at 4,100. That Falcons-Rams game has a lot of shootout or blowout potential, and Coleman would play in either. Let's move on to wide receiver. Julio Jones at $8,000, not touching it. Nope, just too many games for Julio Jones. It just doesn't feel like one of those. I mean, the targets are like the targets in the red zone are there, and Jones doesn't convert on them. I just don't want to spend $8,000 there. Michael Thomas at $7,800. Yeah, I could see that a lot better. Tyreek Hill at $6,800. I'm a huge fan of Tyreek Hill. Owned him in season long. Can score a touchdown anytime he touches the ball. Hill at least recently has had some good games at home. That is encouraging. But I'd rather have Robert Woods at $6,600 because, again, the Rams can put up 40 or 50 and just might on the Falcons on Saturday night. Devin Funchess, $5,900, no thanks. His numbers have been trending down. Cooper Kupp at $5,800, yeah, but if you can have Robert Woods at $6,600, I think Robert Woods is the better play. Marquise Lee listed as questionable at $5,700. Instead of Marquise Lee, I'd go down to $5,400 with Keelan Cole and all the numbers he's been putting up recently on receptions from Bortles. Mohamed Sanu, kind of a sneaky play at $5,600. I think Cole's a little better play at $5,400. Don't sleep on Ted Ginn against his former team at $5,200. And I think the best bargain out there is Rishard Matthews at $4,900 for the Tennessee Titans. Titans hang around in this game. Mariota might be feeding Rishard Matthews at $4,900, and that's one that interests me. Nobody really below that stands out as anything more of a dart throw. I'd love to play Corey Davis at $3,600, but wouldn't we all? We've been waiting all year for the kid from Western Michigan to bust through, and it just didn't happen. Tight ends. Travis Kelce at $7,100. Yeah, he's probably worth it. Granted, you're paying $2,100 more on DraftKings than anyone else. Greg Olsen is next in line. But yeah, I think Kelce is worth it. He means that much to the Chiefs offense. The only other tight end that I really would like this week is Delanie Walker at $4,700. I just haven't seen enough of Greg Olsen. I know he's been targeted a lot in recent weeks, and that's been part of why Devin Funchess's numbers are down. But Walker, reliable target for a Marcus Mariota who has struggled all year. So I think he might be in play at $4,700. any tight ends below that, like Hooper or Dixon. I think they're more of a dart throw. And you don't want to get those zeros. They're too touchdown dependent. Quickly on defense special teams, Jaguars at $4,400. That's just a lot to spend when you could just, for example, you can get the Rams defense at $2,700. Save yourself $1,700, and you know the Rams defense can put up points. Or you can go all the way down to the Titans at $2,300, but I think the Rams are the best plan there at $2,700. Granted, Mariota turns the ball over, you know, kind of as much as Matt Ryan, and the Chiefs are there at $3,400, but the Titans keep the ball on the ground more than the Falcons do. So there's my thoughts on the daily. Let me give you my lineup, at least the first one that I put in. Let me find my lineup for you. And I'll probably play. This was for, I think, all four games. Where is my lineup? I might play two-game bundles both on Saturday and on Sunday. Hang on, I'm just trying to find. There it is. It's under upcoming. I'm sorry. Okay. So here we go. Just as an example. This was a lineup that I constructed without Todd Gurley because I can actually make a case. Wow, I did put Corey Davis in there. Okay. Tyrod Taylor, Derrick Henry, Leonard Fournette, Robert Woods, Keelan Cole, Corey Davis, Travis Kelce, Christian McCaffrey, and the Rams defense. Okay, let me see if I could get Corey Davis out of there. It would cost me an extra $1,300 to get up to Rishard Matthews. So I would have to sacrifice, I'd probably have to sacrifice Christian McCaffrey, or I'd have to go down to Delanie Walker and drop Travis Kelce. So let me just see here. If I took Christian McCaffrey out at $6,400, and let's try to save some money. And I went with Mo Sanu isn't going to be enough. What if I plugged in? All right, let's say if I plugged in Greg Olsen at $5,000 instead of McCaffrey. Okay, now I'm at $1,500. Is that going to give me enough? Well, I can go from Corey Davis. Yeah, I could play Rishard Matthews then. All right, so I've just changed my lineup. I took Christian McCaffrey out, put Greg Olsen in at flex, still have Travis Kelce at tight end, and now I have Rishard Matthews instead of Corey Davis with Keelan Cole and Robert Woods. I'm investing a lot in Travis Henry or Derrick Henry getting volume and Tyrod Taylor having the ball in his hands because Shady McCoy can't go or can't be effective. So that's my lineup. We'll save that. And that's for all four games on Sunday, just to give you an example. If you have any DFS questions for me, you can email me, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. So that's the DFS angle. We've talked about a way to play the playoffs as an accumulation of all the games. Just a thought on the games, as I said to Gil Alexander. If you're looking for, I agree that if there's a team playing this weekend that might be able to make a deep playoff run, it looks like New Orleans. And let's walk you through why. First of all, New Orleans beat Carolina twice this year. They should beat them a third time. Barring injury to Drew Brees, Mark Ingram, Alvin Kamara, New Orleans at home in this game. I like the Saints a lot. All right, so let's say in the other game the Rams do knock the Falcons out. That means New Orleans goes to Philly. Philly has a lot of questions. Nick Foles, very iffy on whether or not he's going to play well. Granted, he's got a couple weeks to prepare, but Saints pretty good defense on the back end. It's it's just a winnable game for the Saints. It's not your normal, wow, we're going to the home field of the one seed. And it's not like going to New England as a one seed that's unwinnable. Dallas was the one seed last year. Aaron Rodgers went in there and won. So if New Orleans wins that game, then suddenly they're in the NFC Championship against the winner of, in that scenario, Rams-Vikings. So, yeah, the Saints could be the team from this weekend that that makes the run. And just keep in mind another sort of interesting element on the AFC side. If Jacksonville and Kansas City win, Kansas City would advance to play New England next week. Jacksonville would advance to play Pittsburgh next week. Those are kind of revenge games for both home teams. Jags embarrassed the Steelers earlier this year. Chiefs blew out New England the night New England raised the banner. So even more incentive for the Patriots and the Steelers to get on to the AFC title game that so many want to see. Not that the Patriots need any extra motivation after this story came out that Tom Brady demanded Jimmy G get traded, which I don't know that that really happened. But there's probably something to it somehow. A little part of me has thought, okay, they've won a ton of championships together. Brady is on the other side of 40 now. Granted, Belichick's only 65. But Josh McDaniels feels like he's going to leave to be a head coach. Matt Patricia may leave to be a head coach, although Detroit, I don't think, seems set on anybody yet. I mean, are we getting to the end of this in New England? Are we? Are we kind of getting to the end? Would Belichick say, good enough, I'm done? And he'd kind of say it like that. I think Brady's playing hurt. I have felt this way for a little over a month. I think his Achilles is bothering him or something. He doesn't look right on his feet, mobility-wise. Even just a slide step or a step up in the pocket. A lot of air under the deep throws. I think something's wrong there. I don't know if it's career ending. I don't think so. But I think he's playing hurt. Just, I love watching the Patriots in the postseason. I don't have a rooting interest. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. But there's a lot of factors in play, it seems like, this year around New England. Outside of the Antonio Brown injury, Pittsburgh's situation seems a lot more stable to me. And remember, they won like, what, 8 in a row? And yeah, they lost that game to New England. But if you watched it with no rooting interest, at the end of it, weren't you like, how did Pittsburgh not win that game? All right, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983. I might be swinging by Hooters here shortly. Just to see some good friends. And also, my thanks to the winners of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Hooters Fantasy Football Leagues. Rob Wright, no relation, won the Hooters Tampa League. Congratulations, Rob. And Ryan L., who, according to his fantasy bio, goes by Big Lou. Ryan won the Hooters St. Pete League. I've congratulated both via email directly. And I'm getting them their prizes. Congrats, guys. And we'll be doing these draft leagues again next year. We hope Hooters is back as our sponsor to host us. Hooters, hot wings, cold beer, summer seafood, Hooters style. Find your location in the Tampa Bay area at originalhooters.com for those of you around the country and around the world. You know where your most convenient Hooters is. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club. 813-854-2331. Jared Atkinson is the assistant GM there. Big fantasy football player. Big sports fan. Jared working with me on my next golf tournament, February 3rd at West Chase Golf Club. Just $68. Sign up before we sell out. JoeBucksFan.com/golf. JoeBucksFan.com/golf. If you have any questions for me about playing in my golf tournament, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Also, thank you to Rock Riley part of the Joe Bucks Fan family, an afternoon host at 10:40 in Tampa Bay, for mentioning me and this podcast in a recent radio show. Thank you very much, Rock. Happy New Year to you. Nice to see you at the Outback Bowl Gala. Happy New Year to everyone, and stay warm. Heck, even here in Florida, I haven't been able to swing a golf club in 5 days. Oh, I'm playing tomorrow. But I've been spending a lot of time at the gym and a lot of time analyzing my DFS lineups. It's even cold here in Central Florida. I know it's much worse in other parts of the country than me. But, yeah, we're getting a big dose of this as well. Stay warm, everybody. And we'll have a new podcast for you come Monday. Thank you for listening.